blank in a New Zealand courtroom today, where he was charged with another 49 counts of murder in the attack on two Christchurch mosques last month. Here is Reuters correspondent Eve Johnson.
The High Court judge also ordered Tarrant to undergo a mental health assessment to determine if he is fit to stand trial and whether he will be required to enter a plea at his next court appearance. Omar Nabi's father was one of the victims.
We don't want to kill him. We want him to suffer here. We want him to be punished.
Since his arrest, Tarrant has been moved to New Zealand's only maximum security prison in Auckland and appeared at the Christchurch High Court through a video link. He faces 50 murder charges in total, the first charge filed a day after the attacks. Tarrant has also been charged with 39 attempted murders, and police say they have not ruled out further charges.
That was Reuters correspondent Eve Johnson. U.S. President Donald Trump has backed away from one threat aimed at Mexico, but has issued a fresh one, again over illegal immigration to the United States. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The president says Mexico needs to help stop migrants from crossing the border. If it doesn't, that's fine.
We're going to tariff their cars coming into the United States.
Calling it a powerful incentive and a less drastic measure than his standing threat to shut the southern border altogether. He's also giving Mexico a one-year warning. Stop illegal drugs from flowing into the U.S., again under the threat of tariffs on vehicles.
You know I will do it. I don't play games. I'll do it.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Saudi Arabia has arrested eight people, including two joint U.S.-Saudi citizens. The Associated Press reports the detainees include a pregnant woman and seven men. All have been supportive of rights for women who live in the kingdom. Most were arrested today. This is VOA News. Boeing admits that a faulty sensor in its anti-stall system played a part in last month's Ethiopian plane crash with a loss of 157 lives. Company CEO Dennis Muilenburg apologized for that disaster, along with the October Lion Air crash in Indonesia that killed all 189 people aboard. Both involved Boeing 737 MAX 8 aircraft.
We at Boeing are sorry for the lives lost in the recent 737 MAX accidents. These tragedies continue to weigh heavily on our hearts and minds, and we extend our sympathies to the loved ones of the passengers and crew on board Lion Air Flight 610 and Ethiopian Airlines Flight 302.
Ethiopian investigators have found that the anti-stall system in the Lion Air accident kept pushing the nose of the plane downward shortly after takeoff as the pilots struggled to take control. Ethiopia's transport minister says the pilots performed all the procedures provided by Boeing, but were unable to control the plane. The United Nations Human Rights Office says more than 20,000 civilians in Myanmar's northern Rakhine State have been forced from their homes in recent weeks. Driving them out is escalating fighting between the Myanmar military and the ethnic Rakhine Arakan Army. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The United Nations condemns what appear to be indiscriminate attacks against civilians by the Myanmar military, as well as by armed fighters in Rakhine State. It says it has received credible reports of the killing of civilians, burning of houses, arbitrary arrests, abductions, and other forms of abuse. UN Human Rights spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani says on April 3rd, two military helicopters fired on civilians tending cows and paddy fields. She says at least seven civilians were killed and 18 others were injured.
That was Lisa Schlein for VOA from Geneva. British Prime Minister Theresa May has formally asked for another Brexit extension. Britain was originally scheduled to leave the European Union by March 29th. But the EU granted an extension to April 12th to give May's government more time to find a solution Parliament could support, which has yet to happen. The exit plan May reached with the EU has failed three times to gain parliamentary approval. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has told NATO foreign ministers the alliance must alter its approach to developing threats throughout the world. He included Russian aggression, uncontrolled migration, cyber attacks, threats to energy security, and Chinese strategic competition. The two-day gathering here in Washington has been marred by differences over security and other issues. A disagreement with Turkey has intensified over its plans to buy a Russian air defense system, and the U.S. is renewing calls for the Allies to increase their defense spending. Gene Randall, VOA News.
This This is Border Crossings.